Black Prince of Preachers,
Love
baby.
Talk Radio.
Y'all know what it is.
Yeah.
Random
just the rough draft, you know what I'm talking about? Something I can practice on you haters on. Really, all I want to tell you boys is, get out of my business. Worrying about what your boy sipping. Y'all haters need to stop tripping. Get out of my business. Worrying about if I smoke, hey. Trying to see how I get paid. Get out of my business. Worrying how I pull off the lot. Something new with no top. Get out of my business. No matter what, I won't stop. Then when I drop, it won't flop. Get out of my business. Worrying about what your boy sipping. Y'all haters need to stop tripping. Get out of my business. Worrying about if I smoke, hey. Trying to see how I get paid. Get out of my business. Worrying how I pull off the lot. Something new with no top. Get out of my business. No matter what, I won't stop. That when I drop, I won't flop. Get out of my business. First off, if I'm old and I'm in it. Nothing in the driveway, really got everything tinted. So when I ride by and I'm chilling, you haters can't see who winning. You wanna know too much. Don't really wanna know too much. Y'all wanna know too much. Say we doing too much. But you don't know nothing about us. You don't know nothing about us. Let me lay you up. The ride been rough. Life been tough. But it's all we trust. Started from the bottom, still on the come up. We winning, we in the lead. You can eat my dust. You can gossip all you want, you just treasure life. Rolex and Cartier is high tech and time. You can hate on my wife cause she's so fine. I'm gonna zero with a 16 and stop on the dime. Haters.
And so what if all my kids got whipped? And we be taking trips on ships. I be stacking my chips.
Uh-huh.
I ain't even counting my tips. Y'all haters all in my mix need to shut y'all lips. Cause
what?
I ain't gon' slip. I'm like game over. I'm on my little flip.
Uh-huh.
Say you like trying to get off of my tips. Cause half you haters ain't
even on my list.
You
ain't got my business.
Worrying about what your boy
love.
Y'all haters need to quit tripping.
Get out of my business.
Trying to fuck up slow case.
Trying to see how I get paid. Get out of my business.
Wondering how I pull off the line.
Something new with no time, get out of my business.
No matter what, I won't stop.
Then
when I drop, when I flop, get out of my business.
Worry about what your boy sipping. Y'all haters, if you quit tripping, get out of my business. Worry
about if I'm
okay. Tryna see how I get paid, get out of my business. Wonder how I pull off the line. Something new with no time, get out of my business.
No matter what, I won't stop. Then when I drop, I won't flop.
Get out of my business.
The man, cause the kids go to college.
And they're just trying to get knowledge.
And y'all always shopping. I get a million views when I drop it.
Yeah.
Cause I'm doing shows always church hopping.
Yeah.
Get a full pick, don't crop it.
Okay.
If the beat go, don't stop it.
Hold up.
Killing my soul, don't mop it.
Oh.
Burberry collar, I pop it.
Yeah.
22 beans, I cop it. I'm still riding solo.
Oh,
I'm
right.
When the dough low.
If it's right now, I'ma get mo.
Huh.
It comes fast, it comes slow.
I'm ready to roll.
I'm on my 10 toes.
Killing the flow, I'm in my beast mode.
Living
my own, that's on my T-Jones.
Yeah.
I'm the loan, the prince got no clothes.
Shut the front door, you better hold the phone.
Better let the boys know.
Fire in the hole, I'm about to blow.
I pass the dough, bell and knock down the door.
I'm the best in the rest and that's for sure.
You hating?
Keep it on the low.
With all them questions, what
you asking for?
You work for TMZ, homie,
let me know.
Asking if I smoke when you smell a drug. Get out my business. Worrying about what the boy sipping.
Y'all haters need to quit tripping. Get out of my business.
Trying to see if I smoke, hey. Wondering how I get paid. Get out of my business. Pull off the line,
something new with no
stop. Get out of,
get
my
out
business.
Of my,
no matter what, I won't stop. Then when I drop, I won't flop. Get out of my business. Worrying about what your boy sipping. Y'all haters need to stop tripping. Get out of my business.
Hold up.
Y'all, stop.
Get
out of my business.
Stop rapping.
Say what?
Yeah. Get out of my business, man. You know, that's for all them haters out there.
What's the deal, y'all? What's the deal? This is Elder Andre Prevost, a.k.a. the Black Prince of Preachers. We are in the building. Praise the Lord on this evening. Amen, amen. We ain't went live on YouTube yet, but we about to. Thank God for everybody out there on Blog Talk Radio, out there listening to us. Yeah, that's an original song by yours truly, Elder Andre Prevost. It's called Get Out of My Business. Y'all listen carefully to the words of that song. Praise God, amen. If you want to download, I give you the YouTube channel. The YouTube channel is The Black Prince of Preachers. Praise God. Go to the YouTube channel. You can check out, amen, the song on there, praise God. We ain't shot a video yet. We're trying to get the funds for that, but you know what I'm saying? We're going to do it. We're going to get it done. Amen, amen, praise God. On the day, we thank God for everybody called in, everybody tuned in. Y'all want to hear some motivation real quick before we get started with the show? I say, do you want to hear some motivation real quick? Amen, everybody out there got a dream. Everybody out there got, amen, something they want to accomplish in their life. Well, check out my boy Jax by 3 minutes while he encourages you not to give up on your dream. Check it out, and we're going to be right back right after this. Black Prince, Preachers.
It's an urge. Truth be told, every champion has felt it. Every president has felt it. Every king has felt it. Every lion has felt it. Every winner has felt it. Every soldier has felt it. Every victorious person has felt it. The urge to quit. Don't you give up on your dream. I don't care if you don't have the money, you don't have the help, and you don't have the family for it, and you don't have the background for it, and you don't have the friends for it. Don't you give up on your dream. Don't you do it. Don't you do it. Don't you do it. It may take you twice as long. You may have to take courses and classes. You might not read as fast. You might not move as quick. You might not have as much. But don't you quit. Don't you quit. Don't you quit. You do make a difference. You do make a difference. You do make a difference. As weak as you are, as tired as you are, as many mistakes as you made, you do make a difference. There is something they would lose if you were not there. There was something that they would miss if you were not there. You do make a difference. You do make a difference. You do make a difference. Keep hopping. It's for people that are trying to hop their way back home. Come hell or high water, doing the best they can with what they got. That's who we are, doing the best we can with what we got. And we may not break any ribbons and we may not get any trophies, but if we can learn how to hang on in there, we'll be all right. I will not lie to you, I feel like going on. But I have seen days I did not want to get out of the bed, didn't want to put on clothes, and didn't even feel like brushing my teeth. I've seen days so dark that I just wanted to keep driving, and I didn't even care where I ended up or what you called me. They came, and they passed. And they came to the pass. I kept the faith. I kept it. I lost a lot of stuff. I lost a lot of friends. I lost a lot of strength. I lost a lot of courage. I lost a lot of time. I lost a lot of money. But I kept down on my knees. I was still believing. Broke, I was believing. Lonely, I was believing. Betrayed, I was. If you lose a job, keep the faith. If you lose a spouse, keep the faith. If you bury your child, keep the faith. If you have to downsize, keep the faith. If you have to move in with your mama, keep the faith. If you're at your wits' end, keep the faith. If you have to catch the bus, keep the faith. If you have to dove, keep the faith. If you get sick, keep the faith. If you lose your kidneys, keep the faith. If you got heart trouble, keep the faith. You might not get a new heart, but you gotta keep your faith.
You know, I play that at the beginning of all our random thought shows. Praise God. We called it the morning show last time. It's going to be called Random Thoughts because it randomly pop up. This is not a scheduled show. Praise God. We got our scheduled shows on Thursday night. Amen. We got our scheduled shows on Sundays. Amen. Praise God. But we have our random show. This is a show that randomly pops up. You got to look for the text messages. Amen. If you want to be a part of this show. Praise God. I'm receiving a call right now on Facebook Live all the way, amen, from Uganda, looks like. Praise God. Amen. But like I said, we got these pop-up shows coming up, amen. And praise God, you got to be on the lookout for the text message out there on YouTube, out there on Facebook. Praise God, you got to be tuned into your notification. We can pop up at any time. This is called Random Thoughts. Praise God. Hallelujah. Random Thoughts. Praise God. So we're going to be popping up, amen, here and there. Praise God. Hallelujah. Somebody wanted to know, I want to answer this question, praise God. Somebody wanted to know, why do I call myself the Black Prince of Preachers? Somebody came to me kind of rough with it. Hey, man, like, who do you think you are? They were on Facebook talking about now you dividing religion by race, and you, who gave you the authority to call yourself the Black Prince, and da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. The truth is, I did not come up with that name. Praise God. And the real reason why I go by the Black Prince of Preachers is to pay homage to the person who gave me that name, the person who ordained me. Praise God. Hallelujah. Can I tell my story? Can I testify? Praise God. Amen. About maybe 5, 6. Time's going by so fast, I can't even keep up with time. Praise God. It may have been 5, may have been 6, it may have been 7 years ago. Praise God. But I'm thinking it was around 5 or 6 years ago, me and my wife had our prayer line going, and you know, we were on twice a day. Praise God. We were on in the mornings, and we were on in the afternoons for Bible study. In the mornings, it was prayer and a word. In the evenings, I'll take that back. I apologize. We had an affiliate that was on in the morning. We would join them in the morning. We were on 3 times a day. We would join our affiliate, and then in the evenings, we would have Bible study, and then at night, we would have a service. Praise God. And we came on, praise God, and then Pastor Alexis, Bishop Andre Alexis, originally, I believe, from California, but he was residing down here in Arlington, Texas, and he was under Care Church Incorporated under the leadership of our own Bishop Page. Praise God. Actually, they were coinciding together. They were like assistants, praise God, with each other. Amen. And he happened to call in, and I was preaching, and he inquired. He wanted my number, and he wanted to get to know me because he wanted to know where this word was coming from. Praise God. And understand why I say this. I say this modestly, praise God, because I was flattered. I can't even think of a word. You know, I was flattered. I was honored that somebody called in randomly, didn't know who I was, heard the word, and wanted to know, you know, what school you went to, Elder? Who taught you this word? And when I told him, you know, I ain't go to no school, I ain't go to no seminary, I open my Bible, I read the word, I meditate, the Holy Spirit gives me what he want to give me. I'm led completely by the Spirit, praise God. He was intrigued by that. He really didn't believe me. He like, come on. Praise God. He like, come on. You somebody had to teach us something. Well, you know, I mean, I've been to church all my life, but what the Lord is revealing to me now, I compare myself to Peter. Remember when Peter knew who Jesus was? He said, you're the Messiah, the Son of the Living God. And Jesus said, "This you only got this revelation from God, from the Father. Man didn't teach you this." Praise God. Hallelujah. And Pastor Alexis wanted to know how you know stuff. Hallelujah. That man didn't teach you. Praise God. So he was intrigued by that, and he invited me, amen, to be ordained by him. It took a couple of years for the ordination to go down, but then the ordination went down. Shortly after the ordination went down, I started working, and he wasn't, you know, he was my, I guess the way y'all say it, spiritual fathers. That's the term I've heard in the church, spiritual father. But it's really like, you know, you got somebody that leads you and guides you. Amen. Praise God. More like a role model, so to speak. And he kind of took me under his wing, and he wasn't, when I started working, he wasn't pleased. I'm going to tell you, he wasn't pleased. He was like, look, the prayer line's going down, you're losing callers, what's going on? And I'm like, well, Bishop, I got to work. Praise God, I got to work. And he's like, well, yeah, you got to work. You got to do God's work. So it was a struggle back and forth about that. And we kept going on with the prayer line, and I ended up losing that job because of transportation problems. I was riding with somebody, their car broke down, and I hadn't bought my car yet, so boom, I'm stuck out. So I couldn't work. There were a lot of people that were online thought I quit. I lost a lot of listeners because they thought I quit my job to preach the gospel, which I was like, what's wrong with that? Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm like, didn't all 12 disciples leave their jobs to follow Jesus? Praise God. That's what the word say. This is the, it say Peter, James, John, and Andrew. When they caught all that fish, they left it behind. They ain't even take none of it with them unless they were snacking on a couple of pieces of it. Then they say Matthew was at work, you know, collecting taxes, and Jesus passed by. The Bible, all he did was pass by, and they say he left everything behind to follow him. So I couldn't understand why all these preachers that were following me at the time left me. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because they found out I wasn't working. None of the women left. A lot of the women stayed. That was a remarkable part about it. Praise God. The women were sitting down. I didn't even know. They said, somebody texted me and said, you need to check your PayPal. Praise God. And I checked it, and we had like almost $200 in the PayPal account that people had just been sending. Praise God. Before we ever said, we put it up there, but we really expected nobody to send no money in. Praise God. And the thing about it was that the male preachers, because I believe we all are preachers, women, female, it don't matter. But the males, because we always say it's not a difference between male and female, but I'm going to tell you this, the males, they dropped out. They were contributing. One male stayed. One guy stayed. Y'all know who that is, Bishop Page, the main sponsor of Care Radio. He stayed. But most of the guys, they burnt off. They's like, he ain't working. And my wife was working at the time. So that made it even worse. He ain't working and his wife working. But I'm on the prayer line all day. We were doing 12-hour prayer line at the time. And we were on all day. Praise God. And then the guys started pulling away. But the women started sending more money. Praise God. But then it took one guy and our listeners, our long time die hard day one Blog Talk listeners and callers know who I'm talking about. I ain't gonna say no names, praise God, but we had one guy that stayed behind, and this one guy ended up running off all the women. He thought he was such a player. Praise God, he was a player in all this. He got 10 women all down the coast of California and talking bad, making bad jokes about women. Praise God, amen. And then women start calling me, Elder, I can't be a part of this no more. My biggest contributor called me and said, I can't be a part of this no more. Everybody else was 15, 20, you know, praise God, to the ministry, praise God. But this one lady, she was sending 50, 100, 150, 200 at a time. She said, my husband going to be mad, but oh well. She's like, this is something that God is telling me to put my money in. You ain't have to ask, praise God, hallelujah. And I didn't ask no other person to do it, praise. The only time we started asking for money is when we got the radio together and people with slots and all this. And that wasn't even my idea then. Pastor Lexus was like, look, we can't be giving away these slots for free. This is, people get paid to do what you're doing. This is what he told me. People get paid to do what you're doing. So why are you doing it for free? If you're going to do it and you want to do it in the spirit of being a Christian and having love and all this other stuff, this is the way he talked to me when we was in private. Oh, Lord rest his soul. Praise God. Hallelujah. He say, hey, do it for a discount price. Most people do this for $100, $150. He done looked it up. He know the price. $25. You can't tell me these people ain't got $25. They going to go spend $25 on coffee this week. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And even then, only two people, amen, wanted to put in their $25. Everybody else didn't want. Well, one group of people wanted to jump behind this one lady. Praise God. And they all wanted, we all want our time. But no, y'all only get one slot. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's $125, you get one slot. She decides when y'all get that slot. She decides who's going to be on that slot. Well, that's not fair. Why is it not fair? She's the one paying the $25. Praise God. Hallelujah. Y'all ain't paying nothing. Y'all on her coattails. Praise God. Then I offer them, well, look, take this out. If you want your own slot, give me $25. You'll get your own slot. Then it's all, I get a call from another dude, hey, man, you can't be doing this and that because she's supposed to be with them, and now they up, they this and that. Look, you can't tell me how to run my business. Praise God. This is supposed to be a business. Yeah, we doing this to further the kingdom of God. Yeah, I started this with no intentions of getting no money. Don't know how we're going to get no money out of this. Don't know how God going to supply us. We just, purpose of it was to save souls. The purpose of it was to get people healed. The purpose of it was to open people's eyes and teach them about prayer. That's why it was called the prayer line, even though, you know, not many people really called and said, you know, pray for me. Praise God. So a few people did, but mostly we preached about prayer on the prayer line. Praise God. So that's what it was mostly about. Praise God. Amen. But other people had their own agendas, I feel like. You know, people wanted to be some people want to be famous. You know, in the beginning, when I was in the world, I wanted to be famous. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And I don't mind y'all knowing my name. I really don't. Praise God. Hallelujah. But in the end, hallelujah, that's not what it's about. Amen. Praise God. Amen. But it takes money to finance what we got going on. That's what people don't understand. It takes money to finance. Amen. Amen. Sorry about that. We got disconnected. Praise God. Hallelujah. We got disconnected, but we back. We are back. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We're trying to see what's up with the YouTube. We must got a weak Wi-Fi connection today. That looked like that's what's going on. We got a weak Wi-Fi connection. That's okay. We're still on Blog Talk. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's see if we can get it going on Facebook. Hallelujah. But anyway, praise God. Amen. You know, so it was a lot of complications going on. This guy running people off the line. People want shows but don't want to pay money for these shows. Praise God. It costs an average of $50 a month, amen, to do this Blog Talk thing. Now, the radio station don't pay me. I pay the radio station. Praise God. I pay them for the airtime. And this month I paid a little extra. I paid $100. Amen. It's $99 a month for the plan I got this month. And that's just so we can have a little extra airtime because our show's been running over and they've been disconnecting us. So I paid for a little extra airtime this month, $100. And then not only that, we got the Wi-Fi bill. We got to pay that because I only use Wi-Fi for this. I don't need Wi-Fi. Praise God. Hallelujah. My phone, I got the data on my phone. Praise God. So all that costs money. And when Bishop Alexis saw I was doing all this, I put my heart in all this and so forth, he started calling me the Black Prince of Preachers. That's where the name came from. It didn't come from me. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm not going to say it didn't come from God. Hallelujah. Because God speaks through people. Hallelujah. Amen. But he's the one that came up with the name. Matter of fact, check out this. This is about 20 seconds.
Well, I definitely want to say thank you, my dear friend. You know, I call you the Black Prince of Preachers, and I think it's a well-befitting name for you. You know, you are a very articulate and demonstrative person when you preach this gospel, and you do it all from a point of royalty, because that's who you are. You are a part of a royal priesthood, and I recognize your priesthood.
Amen, amen. I actually put that on the song We Are Winning, which I dedicated to Bishop Alexis. So that's where the name came from, the Black Prince of Preachers. And I asked him, well, where do you get this name from? Because I thought he randomly came up with something also. Praise God. But when he broke it down to me, he was saying that the original Prince of Preachers was Martin Luther. Martin Luther was the guy that branched off from the Catholic Church and I believe started the Methodist Church, if I'm not mistaken. and he preached the gospel different from the way the Catholic Church was preaching it. The Catholic Church was, it was the predominant Christian church at the time, like it, much like it is now. Catholic Church is the, when you turn on the TV, when they talk about Easter, they're talking about the Pope. They talking about your local Catholic church was going down in mass. Praise God. Hallelujah. So they still predominant. But Martin Luther got a copy of the Bible. And the way he read it, he saw something that the Catholics wasn't teaching. He saw something different in them. He saw something that was right, but the Catholics wasn't teaching it. They was teaching it wrong. He saw the manipulation, and he saw all this, so he branched off and started his own thing, and they nicknamed him the Prince of Preachers. And he said, this is what he said I was similar to. He said, you're doing your own thing. You're not preaching what they're preaching in the church. Praise God. Hallelujah. You the way back in the day when if y'all would have been online with me 5 years ago, I was going in, because I was coming from a place of anger. I was angry at every minister, every preacher, every man of God, woman of God that was in sin. That was in sin. I was heartbroken. I was hurt. Praise God. Amen. And I felt like the church people are the ones that did it. I already know what they expect out the world. The people in the world, to me, were more honest than the people in the church. They tell me straight up, look, you don't want to hang around with me. I ain't no good for you. You can test me if you want to. You know, praise God. But then when the people in the church start lying on you, turning their back on you and gossiping on you. I was in church almost every Sunday of my life. Then I started going to Bible studies, and I started going to the youth retreats, and I got into the usher board, and then I got into choir. I was doing all this stuff. Praise God. Hallelujah. When I was all the way up until 18, 19 years old, and then I was raised by my great-grandmother. I'm telling y'all my story, but it's all right. Praise God. I was raised by my great-grandmother, and she ended up having a stroke. She had a stroke when I was 16. They had to rush me to the hospital while I was at work. It was during the summer. I had a summer job. I was at work. I come home. It's a note on the door. Your granny had to go to the hospital. I called my mama. My mama told me your grandma had a stroke, and she might not be coming home. Praise God. But what ran me away from the church, it was two major things. One, the job I had at the time, I couldn't go to work on, so they had me scheduled to work on Sunday. And from everything I had been taught as a child growing up, that was a sin to work on Sunday. You can't work on Sunday. That's the Sabbath day. And when I told my pastor that, he was like, that's all right, go and get your money. Like, he felt like, you know, you're getting your money. It ain't like you going to the club or nothing like that. You out there getting money, so go to work. So that kind of puzzled me. So, okay, it's kind of okay to work on Sundays. But then when I started getting Sundays off, why I didn't go? But between me working Sundays and me getting Sundays off, I'm starting to hear rumors about the things that people have been saying about me in church. Praise God. Rumors. You know, my grandma had a stroke. Amen. And she ended up being paralyzed on the right side of her body. She couldn't move the right side of her body. And her speech was kind of slurred. Her brain wasn't all the way there. She was there, but wasn't all the way there. She wasn't dumb or nothing, but she wasn't all the way there. And the rumor was, my mama told me the rumor going around was that me and my grandmother got into it about my paycheck, by my money. Praise God. And that's one thing. When my mama started telling the story, I was like, what? First of all, grandma always told me, your money is your money. My grandma wasn't like a lot of people. You know, when you get a job, you got to pay bills, you got to put in. My grandma was like, when you get your money, save your money, get you a car. It's like she's old now. She's old, and she felt like she had a second opportunity at raising children. She raised a girl. She raised a boy, but she didn't feel like she raised them right. And now here it is. Her granddaughters had a son, the granddaughter can't take care of the son, so now she has a second opportunity to raise a child. And she's not doing it the way she did it before. She's telling me, save your money up. You ain't got to pay no bills. I'm trying to pay bills because that's what I'm seeing on TV. I was raised by TV. I ain't had no man in my life to raise me. Praise God. My grandma was old. She watched TV all day. Then we go to church, come back, go to school, go to church, come back, watch TV all day. Praise God. So I was raised by TV. And on TV, that's what everybody wanted to do when they got a job. They wanted to help their mama. So I wanted to help my grandma. So that's what I was trying to do. Praise God. Hallelujah. But she didn't want that. So when my mama started telling the story that we was arguing over money, first of all, that's starting off with a lie. Then I supposedly hit my grandmother over the head with a lamp. This is the story that's going around the church that I go to, that I was been going to since I was, I let my grandmother tell it since I was 6 weeks old. Praise God. Hallelujah. This is the story that's being circulated, and I'm going to this church, shaking hands with these people, hugging them. I hope Ma get better soon. Blah, 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 blah. And all the while, the room is, we done got into a fight. And I done hit my grandmother over the head with a lamp. First of all, like I said, the money thing, that wasn't the issue. Second of all, me hit my grandmother over the head with a lamp. People don't understand. Maybe some of y'all do. Some of y'all, I know I usually have an older audience, even though I'm trying to pull in a younger crowd. I usually have an older audience. Some of y'all parents are still alive. And even though they may be, because I don't know your parents, they may be old and frail. Don't you still get that feeling when you're around them that you're a little child? Aren't you still scared? Praise God. I'm a grown man. I am bigger than all of my uncles. Praise God. I could beat them. I could beat them. If y'all out there listening, I can beat y'all up. I just want y'all to know, in my mind, I know. I know if you took off your belt and said, you finna whoop me, I'm going to be like, look, I'm 43 years old. We can go toe-to-toe right now. Let's do this. Praise God. I know I could beat them up, but you know what? I'm still scared. I still have a fear in my heart of my parents' dead. I'm still scared of. I'm scared to say stuff about them on the line. Praise God. I don't want to have a dream and my mama come at me in one of my dreams. Why didn't I tell you about telling all our business? You know how your mama is. You can't even get up and testify because you're telling all your business in church. So that was out of the question. Hit her over the head. My grandma, let me tell you something. Yeah, my grandma was a mother of the church. Yes, she was saved. She was sanctified. She filled with the Holy Ghost. She speak in tongues, all that. But my grandma would cuss like a sailor at the house. I'm scared. She going, boy, you telling Alma? She been dead 20-some years. Praise God. Hallelujah. And she had a .38 Smith & Wesson. What they call it, a Saturday night special? Smith & Wesson revolver. Five shots. I had it for a little while myself, praise God, after she got sick and she went in the hospital. I was packing that .38 around like I was a gangster or something, praise God. And she packed that .38. I don't know if y'all ever seen Boys in the Hood, but it's a scene in Boys in the Hood where Trey was in the bathroom using it and his daddy shot at somebody. That actually happened to me. I was in the bathroom using the restroom and my grandmother bust out the window, boom, through the screen. Somebody was in the yard. Praise God. She pulled out that pistol and bow through the screen. Praise God. Then called the police. I'm like, I ain't get him. I wish I would have got him. She carried it to church. It was underneath the seat. Some stuff went down. She was going underneath that seat. Praise God. I said it. I'm saying my grandma was a gangster. I was not about to hit her with nothing. Why? I got to come back home. First of all, praise God. If I hit her, I better make sure she dead. That's one of them people. You ever heard somebody say, if you do something to me, you better make sure I'm dead? My great-grandmother was one of those people. I wasn't scared of none of the men in my family. All they going to do is hit me a couple of times. No, my grandma was kind of crazy. Praise God. Hallelujah. I didn't play those games with her. Hallelujah. Amen. I wasn't, Madea, picture of Madea saved. Okay? That was my grandmother. Pistol packing Dorothy McCarthy. Praise God. The mother of the church. Hallelujah. Praise God. So I was not about to hit her with nothing. So all this going down, I'm finding out these church people saying all this. Then when my grandmother did die, she died maybe 2-3 years later. She was in a nursing home. They come, one of the mothers of the church come calling me, talking about what was the cause of death. Death? What you mean, what was the cause of death? She went to sleep and she didn't wake up. I don't understand. What are you asking me right now? What was the cause of death? Her heart stopped beating. She stopped breathing. You know, people die. I don't. Sometimes I don't understand what people's logic be coming from, because people do die. Praise God. And my grandmother had a stroke, and people in my family wasn't living past the age. She 68, I think. They wasn't getting to 70. My mother ended up dying the same way. She had a stroke, was paralyzed on the right side, and ended up dying, praise God, some years later, 7 years after her stroke. Same thing happened. I mean, it was in the, I mean, so for them to say what they said, I was like, you know what? I'm turning my back. I'm not going to church no more. I don't trust church folks no more. Hallelujah. And I'm not going back. And then sometime between, it was some 15 years later, when I met my wife and I decided we're going to go back to church. I had been wanting to go back, but my ex-wife, I couldn't, let me tell you, I'm gonna confess to y'all. Us men, we weak. If we in love with you, we'll do whatever the woman wants us to do. That's how Adam ended up eating the fruit. That's personally what I feel. Y'all can feel how y'all feel about it, but I feel like if my wife was over there naked with an apple, I ain't asking no questions where she got this apple from. God, yeah, let me get a bite of that apple, girl. Praise God. Hallelujah. And my ex-wife said that she couldn't be no first lady. Praise God. She couldn't be no first lady. I didn't know why at the time. I thought, you know, she got a little attitude. Everybody got a little attitude problem. Most first ladies I know got attitude problems. Praise God. Hallelujah. Yeah, I said it. Praise God. So I wasn't even tripping on that. Amen. But come to find out, all the things she was doing behind my back was why she couldn't be no first lady. It would have been so much controversial stuff going on in my church. Praise God. Hallelujah. The first lady sleeping around, that wouldn't have been good. Hallelujah. Amen. So God couldn't let that happen. But I remember when I met my wife. I don't know why I'm telling y'all my story. But when I met my wife told me, "You are an undercover preacher." Praise God. Now, I want y'all to understand something about my wife. My wife is 15 years younger than I am. 14 years. Ooh, oh, my God, Elder. We didn't know that. Yeah, she's 15 years younger than I am. Praise God. Hallelujah. But I had an issue with it. She the one approached me. She started liking me, talking to me. I found out how old she was. I'm like, "Girl, I'm too old for you." She's like, "Boy, please." Praise God. Apparently she had been dating guys my age. Hallelujah. Amen. She tell you that. I'm not telling her. I'm not saying nothing behind her back that she won't tell you. Praise God herself. But we got up there. We was working at Minute Maid Park, which is a baseball field down in Houston. I used to be the jokester. I'm the one that ended up the room. I'm the life of the party. Praise God. When I come in the room, it's like they looking for Dre. Where is Dre? It's boring if Dre ain't around. Praise God. Hallelujah. I've been trying to bring that same thing with me to the ministry. Hallelujah. But people misinterpret it. Amen. But it's all good. But anyway, she told me I was an undercover preacher because I began to preach about a ball. I had a ball, a baseball. I got the baseball because during batting practice, I was walking to my stand where I work at, and they – and the ball, during batting practice, they knocked 2-3 balls where I was. And one of them came right by me, so I had to pick it up, put it in my pocket. And they asked me, "Where you got the ball from?" And I started saying, "Well, I was walking through the corridor, and they were practicing. Understand, they were practicing, and when they practiced, they hit a home run. They hit another home run, and they hit another home run. And that's how I got the ball. But you got to understand something. It doesn't matter how many home runs you hit during practice. If you don't hit them during the game, Lord have mercy. Y'all don't understand what I'm saying. If you don't hit the home run during the game, it don't count if you practice at home. It don't count if you practice in the backyard. It don't count if you practice in the car. If you can't do it on the field, then your practice is in vain. And they started preaching. They started actually shouting in the stands. Praise God. My wife said, "You're an undercover preacher." I thought you was a comedian. Praise God. I know you're a rapper. I know you can put them words together good, but you are undercover preaching. I was like, they've been saying this for years. Y'all got to understand, when I was a child, this lady prophesied. This prophet came out with church. He called me pastor. I'm 9 and 12, somewhere around. That's why I say, dang, my life was like Jesus. Praise God. It's so similar in so many ways. Because I'm here, I am 12 years old, between 9 and 12, this lady come tells me, she calls me pastor. Then my pastor tells me, he shakes my hand one Sunday, he say, "You're going to be something big. I don't know what it is." And here I am. You know, time keeps flying. I'm 20, 25, 30, 35, 40. I'm like, well, when is this prophecy about me being so big? Praise God. When is this going to come to pass, Lord? I know the pastor said he'll be bishop now. Bishop Hewitt Richardson, Sr. of Emmanuel Church of God in Christ, 8018 Lockwood Drive, Houston, Texas. Yeah, I still remember. 77016. I still remember. I went there forever. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I still remember my address, 8709 Lockwood. We stayed literally a block away from the church. We walked there when the car broke down. We had no excuse. I had no excuse not to go to church. Even when my grandma got sick and was in the hospital before she went to the nursing home, before I had to move in with relatives, I still kept going to church. Praise God. Because I love going to church. I love hanging out with the church people. Praise God. Little did I know how manipulative they could be, how they could gossip, come up with rumors. First of all, if I hit my grandma, I got to jump back to this. I'm sorry. I've been holding this in. I've only told my wife about it. Praise God. But if I hit my grandma over the head with a lamp, hallelujah. Where is this lamp? Why this lamp ain't broke somewhere? Where the glass? I guess I clean that up, huh? Okay. Where's the lesions? Ain't no bruises. Ain't no lesions. Ain't no, you know, they just ain't going to say she had a stroke. This is what the doctor said. The doctors ain't going to say she had a stroke and she got a big knot on her head. Praise God. Hallelujah. When I went to the nursing home, she's like, "Child, don't worry about that. Just do the best you can. You can't worry about them folks." Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. You can't worry about those folks. Amen. Because people going to lie. Hallelujah. Amen. And that's amen. Like I say, the show is called Random Thoughts. This was a random thought. That's partially how I came to talk to y'all today. Amen. Praise God. People going to say, hallelujah, what they going to say. They going to talk about you. Regardless, whether you're doing good, whether you're doing bad, hallelujah, they're going to talk about you. Praise God. Amen. It was a big thing when I first started preaching about my earrings. Elder, you need to take them earrings out to it. Praise God. I know some of y'all still, y'all ain't saying nothing, but y'all still be looking at me like, "Elder, you need to take them earrings out your ear. Where is you going?" Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. But I learned something. Someone told me something, amen. He said, I want people to be able, if they can't look past how you look, praise God, hallelujah. You got to understand the conversations I have with the Lord. Everybody's walk is different. And he tells me about his walk, hallelujah. Nobody, he didn't look. He didn't look like everybody wanted him to look. Praise God. That's why he didn't dress like no preacher. You couldn't tell he was a priest from walking up on him. You know how I know this? Because when Judas betrayed him, he had to walk up and kiss him, meaning he was dressed like everybody else. Remember, he was always, they always saying you eating and drinking with sinners. Praise God. What the sinners drinking? They drinking wine. What they eating? They eating pork. They eating pork chops, ribs. Praise God. Hallelujah. Catfish. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. That's why he came back and said eat everything, because he know it's all good. Now, I'm messing with y'all. Praise God. They going to talk about you regardless. He said, Jesus said it like this. He said, look at John the Baptist. I'm paraphrasing, but y'all can find the scripture. He said, look at John the Baptist. He came, he was in the wilderness. He wore, animal clothing. He ate honey and bugs and stuff like that. And y'all said he was crazy. Y'all said he was possessed by demons and stuff. Now, here I come, the Son of Man. I come, and y'all call me a drunkard and a glutton. Y'all say I drink too much and I eat too much. Hallelujah. So either way, y'all going to have a problem. Praise God. And that's what I want you guys to understand. It ain't about my earrings. You cannot like my earrings. But guess what? I might not like something about you. I might think your skirt too tight. Praise God. I might think you showing just a little bit too much cleavage. I can see the top of them. They looking out. I can see them, sister. I'm trying to preach, and here you is in the front row. Hallelujah. Amen. With double D's looking at me. I can't concentrate. I might have that problem. I don't have that problem, but I might have that problem. And then what you got to say? Well, we was all born naked. Naked we come, naked we go, da-da-da-da-da, blah, blah, blah. You got something to say? Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. I got something to say. Praise God. Somebody going to always find fault with something. Hallelujah. But you notice, amen, when Jesus saved people, he said, come follow me. He didn't never say, hey, change what you got on. Praise God. I don't like, that's not appropriate for my followers to be wearing. I would appreciate it if you would change that before we go any further. I will wait for you to change your garments. Praise God. Hallelujah. And let me tell y'all something about the earrings, since we on random thoughts. Did y'all know that in biblical days, women did not wear the earrings? The men wore the earrings, the men wore the wigs, the men wore the makeup. Praise God. Listen to me. I'm trying to, what's the word? Educate. There we go. Enlighten, educate, let y'all know some history, where this came from. Men wore the makeup. Men wore the earrings. Men wore the wigs. We can even see it almost up to date in the 19th century and in the 20th century. When we see George Washington them, and they got that white curly hair, that's not their hair. George Washington was what 30, 40 years old? What are he doing with a head full of gray hair? That's a wig he has on. Praise God. And this is when Jezebel comes into the picture. Hallelujah. Everybody was like, what's the big deal about Jezebel? Praise God. Why? Like, what did she do? Like, I read the stories. I know she was Ahab's queen, his wife. But what was the big deal about her? This is the big deal about her. She was born into royalty. She was born into royalty. She was a princess. Amen. A princess that might have been queen of her own province, her own country. Praise God. But then she married Ahab and became the queen of Israel. Praise God. Hallelujah. And it was what we would call today a political marriage. It was a political marriage. It was so Ahab would have some dealings with her people. Praise God. It was political. It had a lot of power. Her family had a lot of power. So by marrying her, he was gaining more power in more areas. When y'all read the story of this, sometimes that Ahab couldn't do nothing. Praise God. It'd be times Ahab was tripping. Look, my ex-wife calling now. She be calling for nothing. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to call her back. If it's real important, she will text me. Praise God. Hallelujah. But, like I said, times Ahab couldn't do nothing. This happened. He would go tell his wife, this happened, baby, and I don't know what to do. And she was like, don't worry about it. I got you. Because she had connections. She had more power politically than Ahab did. Ahab had power over the Israelites. She had way more power. Hallelujah. So they got married. Amen. And her thing, her coming from royalty, how come I can't wear earrings like the men do? How come I can't wear makeup like the men do? See, the men that were in power wore makeup, wigs, and earrings. We were the ones who thought we was cute. Praise God. The women dress like, y'all seen Mother Mary, and y'all seen the nuns. This is how the women dress. They didn't even show their ears. Praise God. To wear earrings. The men wore the earrings. Amen. The priest, the high priest over Israel had a nose ring. A nose ring that y'all wanted, y'all see the with those ring earrings that go with a chain from your ear to your nose. That came from the high priest of Israel. Amen. They talk about the big chains and stuff that the as well, the big chains, like I wear them big chains, they came from the priests of Israel. They wore a breastplate that had all the diamonds and rubies and rhymes, all that was in there, and it hung around their neck. Even today, the bishop, you can talk about me. Go ahead, talk about me. Talk, oh, he looked like a rapper with that big chain on. Did you see the bishop? Praise God. I don't care what bishop. Did you see the bishop? The bishop wears a purple shirt with a big gold chain with a cross on it around his neck. Hallelujah. The cross is in his pocket. He can pull the cross out of his pocket. It's right there. When you get ordained, you get one of them crosses. So it's okay for the bishop to wear his peace and chain. It's okay for the high priest to wear their stuff, but I can't wear mine. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. That's how I look at things. Hallelujah. Amen. I go and find the research about these earrings. Okay, you mean to tell me the women, the only reason why women are wearing earrings is because Jezebel said, hold up, this ain't right. She was the first woman, woman's lib. Praise God. She was the first woman to say, we need equal rights. Praise God. She was the first woman to say, we look better with makeup on than y'all do. We look better with these wigs on. She was the first woman to do that. Praise God. She was the first woman to say, you ain't got to, if I like you, I will come on to you. See, old-fashioned women know this. Old-fashioned women know that you see a guy you like, you might cross your legs, bat your eyes, you know, throw a little hint, get him to notice you. But you not the aggressor. Praise God. You not approach me, even though you like, ooh, he cute. I like Elder Prevost. Ooh, Lord, jump his bones right now. Even though you feel all that, you not finna approach me because you old-fashioned. You've been taught that's not ladylike. Ladies don't do that. Praise God. But Jezebel was like, look, if you like him, girl, you better go get him. Hallelujah. That was her. That's why the question be asked, what did she do so bad? Praise God. It was her sexual practices that really made God mad. It wasn't about, from God's perspective, not from man. Because man, understand, the men were mad just like the men mad today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, people cry. Amen. Anyway, I just got a text. Lord have mercy. Amen. Praise God. That's where the earrings came from. That's why women start wearing earrings. Because Jezebel said, I want to wear earrings. I'm going to wear my earrings. I'm going to wear my jewelry. I'm not going to stay covered up. Praise God. So when they say men wearing earrings is feminine, that's not true. Hallelujah. Praise God. Actually, women wearing earrings is manly. Oh, I know traditionally you like, no, that's not right, Elder. When I was growing up, women wore earrings, men didn't. Then all of a sudden, men got one earring, then all of a sudden they got two. No, they've been having earrings since Egypt, since before he let the people go. Moses had earrings. He had piercings. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Now, I'm not saying go out there and get your nipples pierced and all that. You know, some people, you know, praise God. I'm just saying earring, that's something like a normal piercing thing, earrings. Praise God. Hallelujah. Maybe nose rings. Some people got their tongue pierced. You know, when, let me tell you something, ladies. When guys see that piercing in your mouth, they mind does not go to a good place. Praise God. Hallelujah. I don't know what you thinking. Hallelujah. I don't know what you thinking, we thinking. Hallelujah. But if you knew what we was thinking, you might not get your tongue pierced, you know. Praise God. You may think it's cute, all your friends doing it. We thinking oral sex. I'm letting you know what we thinking. Praise God. I don't care if he's saved or not. That's what he's thinking. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Random thoughts. Hallelujah. Amen. That's just a random thought that came out. I got to let y'all know that. Praise God. Because a lot of stuff, I found out, it's a lot of stuff women don't know. Hallelujah. About men. Just like it's a lot of stuff men don't know about women. Praise God. A lot of stuff. Hallelujah, that we don't know about each other, and we need to, if we knew these things, maybe you wouldn't have got your tongue pierced and been playing with it in front of him, and then when everything went down to him and call you tomorrow, maybe you would have known that's because, it was because you had that tongue ring in your mouth. It ain't your fault. Remember that old commercial? This is your brain on drugs. It's not your fault, but it is your problem. Praise God. It's not your fault. But it is your problem. Hallelujah. Well, what we supposed to do, you got to deal with it. That's the way men are.
Praise God.
Men are sex driven, ladies. We go by, understand, our sex organ is on the outside of our bodies. Yours is on the inside. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. It don't take a lot of work to get a man. Hallelujah. But it take a lot of work to get the woman. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. This is just real talk, people. Real talk. If you can't handle real talk, praise God, turn the channel. Hallelujah. Real talk. This stuff we need to know. We pray every Sunday. We always talking about pray. But what about getting along with one another in relationships? Praise God. Because you can pray all day, but unless you talk about what's going on, hallelujah. Amen. Like me and I used to always hear men saying, after I started the degree, we're crazy. They got too many mood swings. They always going through something. They always got this. But if you do research, women go through something that we don't go through. Hallelujah. Called periods, premenopause, and menopause. And it's something before premenopause. I forgot what it was called. I should have wrote it down. Because I knew somehow this was going to come up. Because this is random thought. So this is another random thought to help you guys understand what's going on with your woman. Maybe if you understand what's going on with your woman, you will have a little more compassion, understanding, all that stuff that's in the because you say you save and feel with the Holy Ghost, but you sitting in the car. You quoting the scripture. I'd rather be on the roof than in the house with that woman. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let me explain something. Amen. When women, I believe, and watch this. It says when women have their periods, there's a hormone imbalance, basically. Praise God. Hallelujah. A hormone imbalance, and that's PMS. That's what they call it, PMS. And I used to hear guys say, oh, she finna have PMS, she finna be acting crazy. It's a hormone imbalance. So you should understand that if your hormones are going crazy, you're going to be acting crazy. Praise God. Hallelujah. Then after they have a baby, same thing's going on. Hormones are balancing out. So one minute they're hot, one minute they're cold, one minute they're mad, one minute they're sad, one minute they're in the mood, one minute they ain't. Praise God. And you like, oh, my God, she's crazy. No, she's not crazy. She's going through a hormone thing. Praise God. Hallelujah. And if your woman has an irregular period, when women start reaching menopause, premenopause, it's a period leading up to the last period that's called something. I can't remember what it's called. But they were saying that this is when the hormones really start going crazy, because you might have a period this month, and you might not. You might skip a couple months, then have one, then have one 3 months straight, then not have one for 3 months straight. I know a lot of women that go through that, and they're in their 20s and 30s. Praise God. So this is, they're already starting that period that leads up to premenopause. Praise God. So their hormones are out of whack all the time. And you think she's crazy. Praise God. And you and me and we don't care. Let me explain what I'm saying. Man, when your period's off, you ain't had a period for 3 months, we don't care, because that just means we get to keep having sex. Praise God. My period ain't come on this month. Okay, you ain't pregnant, is you? No, I ain't pregnant. Okay, cool. We get to keep having sex. You ain't having no period there. I get to keep having sex. Praise God. But we not realizing something's going on with your hormones. And we need to deal with that. Praise God. Hallelujah. I believe, amen, wait, when you go way back to the garden. And the Bible says, remember, if you recall, woman wasn't created. She was taken out of the man. She already existed in the man. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because God made man in his image. And the God is both, guys, people, some people don't like to hear this. God is both male and female in one. The male is just the dominant figure that we don't, first of all, we ain't never even seen God. We know Jesus was a male. So we say God is dominantly a male, but it's male and female mixed together. If male and female wasn't mixed together when he made man, answer me this question. Why do men have nipples? Nobody can answer that question. Praise God. Somebody said, well, maybe women were made first. I don't want to get off into that. Hallelujah, amen, because that would flip everything around. If women were made first, that would mean women are in charge. Praise God, because a lot of men say the only reason why they say Adam is in charge, the male is in charge, men should be running things because we were here first. But what if she was here first? What if we are a clone of the woman? Because to me, it makes no sense for the woman to be a clone of me, because if she was a clone of me, why would I have nipples to begin with? Praise God. Hallelujah. I know that may sound crazy to some of y'all, but think about it. What purpose would a male have nipples? And you copy me. You copy me and make a woman. Praise God. She has nipples, but her nipples have a purpose. Praise God. How do I know I'm not a copy of the woman? Because the woman is the one that gives birth to the male. But we not going, praise God, go down that road. Hallelujah. That's a road that would turn everything religion on its head. God's a woman? No. Maybe, maybe not. No, he's both. Hallelujah. All in one. When you look at that word, the Bible says it's not good for man to be alone. A-L-O-N-E. Alone. If you were to put a hyphen between the L and the O, that word would be all one. It's not good for man to be all one. The woman, which I believe represents our feelings, our emotions. Women are more emotional than us. I'm an emotional person, praise God. But my daughter, oh my gosh. Hallelujah. She called me one time. I thought her mama was dead. Praise God. She called me, Daddy, mama had a wreck in my car. I said, oh my God, is she all right? Yeah, she fine. But her car was messed up. She was crying. I understand. But the way she was crying, I thought her mama was dead. Hallelujah. She's emotional, praise God. I've gotten into arguments with women, and I've had older men standing there saying, what are you doing? You can't get in an argument with a woman. They are more emotional than you are. And then when you get in an argument with them, they tell you whining. Praise God. Amen. I've noticed that women can fuss about something, and a man can turn around and fuss about the same thing, and that woman will say that man is whining. I ain't never seen a man whine so much in my life. You whine more than a bee. That's what I used to hear him say. Whine like a bee. Y'all know what that bee is. It's not literally a cuss word. I can literally say it, but I'm trying to respect my Christian audience, and I'm trying not to run y'all off. Praise God. Hallelujah. But that's what they say. You whining like a bee. You sound like a bee. Praise God. Women sound like that. Women do this. Okay, but my thing is, it was a valid point when the woman had the point, it was a valid point. But when the man has the point, he whining. We just supposed to be content with whatever. Hallelujah. Whatever's going on, we just supposed to be content with it, I guess. I don't know. Praise God. Hallelujah. But I can say that. That's a big difference between men and women. Praise God. Women have a lot of emotion in it. Men don't. That's why men can go have sex with random women and still be in love with his wife. And still be hurt if she cheats. Because we know when y'all cheat, it's some emotion into it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Y'all are almost in love. And we know, excuse the language, but we know if he hit that spot right, hallelujah, you might be gone. Praise God. We upset. We know it don't matter what, and y'all know it don't matter what that girl do to us. It don't matter how wild she was. Hallelujah. We ain't going nowhere. Y'all even say he ain't going nowhere, girl. He just following her because she got a big booty. Praise God. And she gave it up to everybody anyway. He ain't going nowhere. They used to have a song when I was in my 20s. It's it was a song the girl was, you may have had them once, but got them all the time. And all kind of, and Mike came out with a song too. You just a chick on the side. All this sideline hoe. That was the name of the song. Excuse my language. It was called Sideline Hoe. Y'all got YouTube. Look it up. This was the mentality women were on. Yeah. You just a side chick. Don't no money go in your pocket. It all go in mine. All this. You can't get no babies. He took you to the, had an abortion and I had my baby. All this kind of crazy. All this kind of crazy thoughts. Praise God, that people be having. Amen. Praise God. Amen. But all that's not healthy. Amen. It's supposed to be one man, one woman, like the Bible said, like it was in the beginning. In the beginning. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Random thoughts on the day. Let me go back. That's why it's important. Amen. To understand your woman. We always say we don't understand women. We don't understand. There's so many books out there, so many doctors out there, but we don't want to hear about it. Praise God. I used to have a homeboy when his wife was on her period. He didn't even want her in the house. I believe that's why, because I don't believe it was because you know, in the Bible, when a woman's on her period, she's supposed to be separate from the camp for 2 weeks. Hallelujah, amen. I was like, why would she have to be separate from the camp for 2 weeks just because she on her cycle? There's women right here. There's women around right now on their cycle. I don't know it. Hallelujah. So why would they have to be separate from the camp? And I started thinking maybe it was because of the mood swings, because we got to understand something. Y'all have to understand something. And scholars and theologians, people that went to school behind the word, know this information. They know this information. I'm going to say it again. They know this information. They just don't share it. A lot of preachers that's in y'all pulpits, got degrees on the wall, know this information. Praise God. And just won't share it with the people. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. And that's why it appears, a lot of times it appears I'm doing stuff that's unorthodox that you ain't supposed to be doing. Praise God. Other preachers, I know what they're doing. Praise God. Hallelujah. I understand what they're doing. But other people be like, that's blasphemy. You can't do that. You're not supposed to do that. You know, I could say I'm a God as long as it has a lowercase g. Because Jesus did it. Jesus said, didn't Moses say we were all gods? Hallelujah. That's where I was getting at. Moses. I believe, remember when Moses came off the mountain, he had 10 commandments. That's it. Just 10. By the time he got through with his meetings with God in the tent. Now, y'all got to understand. Y'all got to understand. I know Moses is Moses. But y'all have to understand, too. Moses was a man. Paul was a man. Isaiah was a man. Elijah was a man. Elijah was a man. Malachi, all these people, these were men. Praise God. Meaning, if they were men, that means they had human aspects to them. Everything they said, everything they did, did not necessarily amount to it being the word of God. Hallelujah. I believe Moses made up a whole bunch of laws trying to control people. Remember, Moses came off the mountain and killed all those people. He said he did it in the name of the Lord. Understand all that. But I'm having trouble with the fact you killed me for breaking a law that I did not know. I did not have. You have the law in your hands, Moses. Praise God. You have the law in your hands. But you want to penalize me. You wanna get me for breaking a law that I didn't even know I was breaking. Praise God. That's basically the equivalent to what Moses did. Praise God. That is the equivalent to what Moses did. Moses killed the people for breaking a law that they didn't even know they were breaking. Hallelujah. Amen. Look like we got knocked off of the YouTube here, but we back. Amen. We've had a blessed time today. I thank God for everybody that called in and tuned in today to Random Thoughts. Amen. Praise God. And understand these random thoughts are here. They pop up. These are things that go on in each and every one of our lives. The things that every day that we have to deal with. Praise God. Hallelujah. Everybody got their own story. Y'all heard a peace of mind today. That's just a peace. Hallelujah. Just a peace. I got more. I got a lot more. Praise God. Hallelujah. I ain't been through a lot, but I've been through a lot. Praise God. Today. We thank God for everybody that called in and tuned in to Random Thoughts on today. Praise God. And you know I like to leave you with a word. There was a man in the Bible. Amen. The Bible says he was paralyzed, but his friends, these men, brought him to Jesus and climbed up on the roof and lowered him through the roof to get him to Jesus. And the Bible says Jesus saw their faith, the faith that the men had. And when he saw the faith that the men had, amen, Jesus healed the man that was lame, the man that was paralyzed. Praise God. Hallelujah. So I say that today to say that your faith can have somebody healed today. Praise God. Somebody that you believe, amen, hallelujah, needs some redemption, needs some healing, whatever the case may be. Hallelujah. Amen. You got to believe it for them today. We thank God for everybody that called in, everybody that tuned in today. Amen. To Random Thoughts with the Black Prince of Preachers. Yours truly, Elder Andre Prevost. I've had a blessed time in the Lord. I don't know about you on today. Amen. Thank you for listening. Thank you for listening to me as I share my story with each and every last one of you. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We've had a blessed time on today. And we're getting ready to get up out of here. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let me go ahead and pray. And I'm going to leave y'all with that. We are with you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. Thank you for allowing us to come together in your name on today. Thank you, Lord, for the random thoughts that you have given us, Lord, and the revelation that has entered into our lives. We thank you for it. We magnify you for it. We praise you for it. And we love you for it. In your son, Jesus' name, we pray. Amen and amen. Don't forget to say your prayers. And watch what God can manifest in your life. Hey, y'all know we winning, right? Don't forget it.
Well, I definitely want to say thank you, my dear friend. You know, I call you the Black Prince of Preachers, and I think it's a well-befitting name for you. You know, you are a very articulate and demonstrative person when you preach this gospel, and you do it all from a point of royalty, because that's who you are. You are a part of a royal priesthood, and I recognize your priesthood.
Right? Anointed truth. We in the building. His ministry won. You know what I'm talking about? We still winning. And we ain't gonna stop winning. We gonna let it live on. You feel me?
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you how I live my life. It's like this. Win something, lose something.
Uh-huh.
Now I'm just playing with you. Someone pass the dictionary. I don't know the definition. Lose. All I know is that I'm chillin', lose. Alexis told me that we winning, we winning. Y'all acting like y'all really get it, y'all get it. But y'all really need to quit pretending. They acting, and did I forget to mention what Alexis told me that we winning. Shining on these boys, but ain't no diamonds in my bezel. Riding down Black Street, that mean I'm on another level. They tell me I'm too clever when I twist these words together. These haters digging up dirt and they ain't even got a shovel. I'm still a boss, ain't nothing changed but the mission. God gave me the word through the spirit. Now pay attention, I spit it and make you listen. My lyrics tingle your senses. And did I forget to mention, Alexis told me we win. These rappers talking down,
uh-huh.
These preachers whispering, they say I'm doing too much. Here we go again, rather get that money and let your people live in sin. They wanna censor me and confiscate my pad and pen. Y'all some hypocrites, I'm really living this. I'll take you to the crowd,
to the crowd.
It's like we on a trip, and I ain't tryna flaunt. See, it's all a gift, I'm a child of the Most High that come with drippling, yeah. You call it perks, I call it benefits. If you don't know about this great, then you ain't feeling this. But if you ever felt this love, you gon' be bumping this. Jump fly to this, rewind this, hit and ride to this. How you take a shot point blank range and still miss? No, you ain't on my level and still trying to diss. I'm tired of talking, time's come to show you. We in the lead, winning life a race, so win some, lose some,
uh-huh.
Nah, I'm just playing. Someone pass the dictionary, I don't know the definition. Lose. All I know is that I'm chillin', lose.
I'm chillin', I don't know about
Alexis
lose.
Told me that we winning, we winning. Y'all acting like y'all really get it, y'all get it. But y'all really need to quit pretending. They acting, and did I forget to mention what? Alexis told me that we winning. Win some, lose some,
uh-huh.
Nah, I'm just playing with you. Someone pass the dictionary, I don't know the definition. Lose. All I know is that I'm chillin', lose.
I'm chillin', I don't know about
Alexis
lose.
Told me that we winning, we winning. Y'all acting like y'all really get it, y'all get it. But y'all really need to quit pretending. They acting, and did I forget to mention what? Alexis told me that we winning.
This has been your dear friend, your dear friend, loving you the best way I know how. The best way I know how. I beat the drum in this village, and I have to beat it one more time. We are winning, we are winning, we are winning, we are winning because of what Jesus Christ has done for us, for Mount Calvary. He has donated his victory to you and me. You cannot pour out this gospel any longer. And my dear friend, Black Prince of Preachers, if you're still closing the line, I want to turn it back over to you right now. And thank you very much for your participation tonight.